With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
We still have hope. And we still believe.
Today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie in her latest Instagram video, appealing to those holding her mother.
It is never too late to do the right thing.
The search for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie has been going on for over 2 weeks now. DNA from a glove found near Nancy Guthrie's home is being analyzed. Authorities want to determine whether it was worn by the masked armed man seen in door cam video on Nancy Guthrie's front porch the night she disappeared. Secretary of State Rubio has met with Hungary's Prime Minister Orbán. The two countries seal a civilian nuclear cooperation deal.
Round of applause as the deal is signed in Hungary's capital, Budapest. Rubio has headed to Hungary from Slovakia following the Munich Security Conference in Germany before that. The trip puts him in friendly territory with the leaders who back Donald Trump and resist stronger support for Ukraine. Speaking after the signing in Budapest, Rubio said,
"The relationship between the United States and Hungary today is as close as I can possibly imagine it being."
President Trump has endorsed Hungarian Premier Orbán ahead of elections in 2 months. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. and Iran slated to hold another round of nuclear talks tomorrow. This time, the venue is Geneva, where the Iranian foreign minister has already met with the U.N.'s nuclear monitor. After President Trump ordered an additional aircraft carrier to the region, Iran today launched a second naval drill in weeks. And another round of Ukraine peace talks also planned for tomorrow. No action on Wall Street today with the financial markets closed for President's Day. After ending higher on Friday, the Dow reopens tomorrow at 49,500. This is SRN News. West Virginia lawmakers moved to restrict abortion pills.
The state has a lot of pro-life laws, many of which can be gotten around by women who order abortion drugs from out of state and have them shipped in. Now the West Virginia legislature is working on a bill that would criminalize any actions to import or distribute abortifacients within state borders. Other pro-life states have these laws, but have found them hard to enforce if pro-abortion states refuse to cooperate. The courts are expected to make the final decision. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some churches in Milan are trying to capitalize on the buzz around the 2026 Winter Olympics to teach kids that sports values matter in everyday life. This week, dozens of children received snowflake-shaped medals at the Church of San Antonio after absorbing lessons about fairness, sportsmanship, friendship, and respect. An Italian pro basketball player, one of several athletes who have come to churches to speak to the youngsters. SRN News. The cost of reconstructing war-ravaged Gaza will certainly be astronomical, and in recognition of that,
President Donald Trump says on social media that members of his new Board of Peace are pledging $5 billion toward rebuilding Gaza and will commit thousands of personnel for international stabilization and police forces in the territory. The president says he'll make a formal announcement on Thursday during the group's first meeting. Indonesia's military has already said that up to 8,000 of its troops should be ready by the end of June for a possible deployment to Gaza. The United Nations, World Bank, and European Union estimate that reconstruction of Gaza will cost $70 billion. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. military says it has boarded another sanctioned Venezuelan oil tanker, this time in the Indian Ocean. The Pentagon says the Veronica 3 was stopped after being tracked from the Caribbean Sea. More details, SRNNews.com.